My gran's funny. She doesn't always mean to be funny, but she has a very funny moments. I'm just leaving my grandmother's house. She lives in Hinckley. And she's granumentally on Twitter. She only tweets when I'm there. She doesn't really tweet. I tweet, but she tells me what to write, and I tell her what people are saying. We've got a very, I don't know, I guess we've got a very dark sense of humour. My grandmother's always had a very dark sense of humour. She doesn't laugh at the simple things. She only laughs at the very dark things. And we quite often talk about death and, you know, how she might not be here for very much longer. You know, she's seen pretty much everybody, you know, including my mother, her daughter, die around her. And yes, it desperately and deeply depresses her at times. But other times, it just means that we can talk openly about topics and conversations that normally seem to be taboo amongst people. You know, making preparations for things and so on and so forth. Today, she said she's going to have an early night, but she might stay up till 8:30 because there's an Italian program on television. And I checked it, and it was basically a program about an Italian restaurant. It wasn't really an Italian program. And then she says, I want to have Italian television like my Uncle Gianni, who is actually it's actually her brother. He lives in Kenilworth. She's been round there and saw the wonders of satellite television. And she said, could I have a satellite for my birthday? I said, I'm not sure if I could stretch to a satellite for your birthday, a whole satellite. Might have to stretch it over the next few birthdays. And maybe I could give her birthday from now, 85 to 95, in advance. And she was like, why in advance? I said, because you probably won't live that long, who knows? And she laughed and says, oh, that sounds like a really good deal then. And I know that she actually wants satellite television. I don't really think that even 10 years worth of birthdays in one go will be able to get her a whole satellite. But it's a decent idea. I just need to find somewhere that can provide a very, very simple solution. My grandmother spends a good couple of minutes trying to remember, with a very, very bad memory, how to turn the volume down when I phone her. So if activating a satellite TV box and selecting a channel requires more than a couple of button pushes, it's going to be a problem. I'm thinking of just setting up the television so that she just turns it on and bang, it's there. I just spotted a company as I was driving out of Hinckley called Midsat. And I left a message on their answer machine. They sound decent enough people. I wonder whether or not they can look after my grandmother. I think they just live down the road from her, actually. I've seen a van in her street. That would be lovely. But maybe she will get, before November, her birthday, a satellite dish and receiver, and the ability to watch some Italian television, which I think would make her very, very happy.